Hi, James Mingvit. I was talking to a friend the other day. Actually, I was talking to two friends. One was from Detroit in the ghetto, a really poor, poor area. And another one was from down south. And we were having a conversation. It was the three of us drinking lattes in Starbucks, you know. And we were chatting about a movie. It was a Green Hornet. And I was saying, Green Hornet, it's on Netflix. I'm going to go watch it. You know, Netflix, it's this thing in America. You've probably seen it. You can get movies all over. Anyway, I said, I want to see this movie, The Green Hornet. Now, my friend who was from the ghetto, he went, yo, man, it ain't that good. It ain't that good. I won't see it if I were you. I wouldn't see it. It ain't that good. And I was kind of confused. So I looked at my friend from the south and went, what does he mean? He goes, I seen it. I seen it too. It ain't that good. He's right. And I was thinking to myself, I need some new friends. Now, why? I'm going to explain. Because in this particular lesson, we call it, I seen it and other stupid mistakes. Now, I'm being unfair. But generally put, I seen it and it ain't good. And if I was you, I wouldn't see it. If I was you. They are shown in movies and in music, and they were used as what we call stereotypes. A stereotype is when we say anything like this, the rest is exactly the same. So all the people from England drink tea and like Earl Grey and Poupon because it's a stereotype. And all Canadians like beer, eh? It's a stereotype, okay? So it's to say one kind, all are the same. In this particular case, in North American movies, when they want to show someone as being uneducated or stupid, meaning not intelligent, they usually make them use things like ain't, she ain't my wife, she's my cousin, or seen, okay? And usually in the South, Arkansas and Texas, they make them say this because they want them to seem simple or, you know, simple and nice or just simple and stupid. And in the ghetto, yo, man, I seen him with my own two eyes, he ain't a good man. I'm giving you this background because I'm not saying this, but if you start using it because you watch the movies and you see these stereotypes and you think, this is how they sound in America, I will sound like this. They will think you're stupid and act accordingly. According means act and treat you that way. So let's go to the board and do some work. Ta-da! Problem number one. I seen it before. The problem with I seen it is what they mean to say is I saw it. It's very simple. It's the simple past. When we say the simple past, we say something was true. Something happened. It happened before and it is true. That's it. Seen is actually a past participle. Past participle means something in the past, yes, but it participates. Participates. When you participate, it means you're part of something, yes? You got it. You're part. Well, a past participle usually, unless we're speaking of, speech. I forgot the speech now. It'll come back to me, trust me. It usually participates by having a perfect form, which would be have. So have had, has had, and have had, has had, and had had, believe it or not. So here, there is no participle. They just said, I seen it. They missed the perfect form, yeah? You need to have the perfect form. So problem using the past participle seen when you should use simple past, right? Easy enough. Saw, seen. Solution, number one. You saw, just you saw. I saw the movie. I saw you yesterday. Simple past. It happened. It's done. All right? Next one you can use is PP. Past participle has two words. So you should use two words. Have seen. I have seen it. I had seen you. All right? He has seen you. Done. Cool? Next. Next stupid mistake. Dun, 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 dun. Problem? We say, ain't. I ain't doing it. She ain't doing it. I ain't going to do it. I lied a little bit. There is one situation in which I would use it and friends would use it. Mr. E, I've been told, has used it. When you want to be kind of sarcastic and you want to say to somebody, hey, it ain't happening. I ain't going to do it. And I'm saying in a kind of a sarcastic way, Not that I'm stupid, but I'm being simple here, and this is the way it's going to happen. And I ain't going to do it. Simple as that. Boom, boom, psh. But usually shown for non-intelligence. So you have to see. If I'm smirking, which is sort of an arrogant smile like, I ain't going there, or you ain't going there. It means I'm being combative. I know what I'm saying. I don't care. It's bad grammar on purpose. I'm trying to get you angry, right? Or set you off or let you know where I am. However, if you're new to English and you actually think this is English, or you're in part of those areas I talked about that speak this way, you actually have to use the learn the verb to be in its negative form. Yes, I'm sorry, you have to learn it. There are two, is not and are not. The actual contraction is isn't or aren't, right? They aren't here, not they ain't here. And he isn't here or he is not here. Please learn these forms, okay? We got that? Cool. Problem one and two, so we're cleaning up our language, right? I have seen this before, or I saw it. It ain't good becomes it isn't that good. Now, problem number three. This is more I don't know if we would call it a stupid mistake. It's more maybe a transition in the language. People are doing this more and more every day, but the formal, when it's written properly or spoken properly, is this. We do not say, if I was you. Do you remember we talked about was means a fact in the past, something has happened? Well, if and wouldn't indicates imaginary, it hasn't happened. So we have a problem. You're saying here, something happened, but you're using the imaginary saying, it hasn't happened. It's very confusing for my little brain. Even Mr. E is having problems. He thinks he's a moron. Moron is another word for idiot. So how do we clear that up in English? I think I said to you that we don't usually use the same form when we talked about ain't, right? Because people usually say I ain't, she ain't, they ain't. We change the verb forms. This is a strange case in English where we use the same verb form for everything, but in a specific case. When we use the word if, then we use the word were, and sometimes even if, were, and would, because these tell us it's called the imaginary form. Okay? So an easy way to remember this, because this is more a grammar point, and if you speak English, this is more your language, okay? If you see if there, if stands for imagine, imaginary, right? Imagine starts with I. That tells me if I see an if, then I should use were instead of was. It's simple. If I were you, I would go back and do the lesson again. See, if, I, imagine, were, don't use was, simple. And if you have a problem with is or was, think the S means for was, for situation. And you think, is this a real situation? No. Therefore, I cannot use was. I must use were. Easy enough? If, I for imagine, were. Easy, right? So these are stupid mistakes, but we have easy ways to fix them. Let's go over them quickly, okay? Ain't. You can't do it because it ain't right. We have different pronouns, and you must have a different usage or verse form. Is or is for he, she, and it, right? And for plurals, are. They are, we are. Easy enough. Seen. Well, you didn't seen it. You done saw it, son. Sorry. You saw it. No, people in the South don't get mad at me. I just watch the movies, and I'm saying what they would say, okay? All right. We have a lesson on all right. Okay. I seen it becomes I saw it. And if I want to say seen because I really want to, I remember the simple rule of PP. Past participle has two words because it participates. So I have to say have seen, had seen, right? Has seen. Those three are okay. Ah, and by the way, this lesson is for Mary Alice. Mary Alice, thank you very much. Thank you. You were on Facebook and you asked us to do that. And that seen part specifically for you. Oh, and the part I forgot was passive speech when we say it was eaten by. Passive speech for past participle. Told you I'd get back to it. Didn't believe me, did you? You ain't believing me, but you're seeing with your own eyes. See, I'm just, sorry. Okay, and before I finish, if I was a millionaire, I would be doing this wrong. If tells me I for imagine, then I have to use were, right? And if I were you, I would get up off that couch and write down this address, or better yet, save it, right? And you can tell your friends you've seen it before, but now you know you saw it and your English is much better, right? At where? www.ing, as in English, because we ain't teaching French, vid, as in video, which I'm sure you've seen before, .com. And I bet you wish you were the first one to see it. Have a good day. I ain't seen it before. That's good. I'm going to call my friends up. Damn idiots.